Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
Chicago's in kind of this weird spot, right? They're hoping for quarterbacks to go. I think potentially 2 could go before they pick at 10. And then there's about 6 blue chip players. I named 5 of them. I would throw Jalen Walker in there. I think Campbell's going to go at 4, the offensive tackle. Will Campbell from LSU to go to the Patriots at 4 would be my guess right now. And so you get down to 10, and it's like, who's left? I just had this mock draft that came out today, mock 3.0. If Tyler Warren's there, you run it in.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
That was Todd McShay with us last week. It was a really good conversation that we had with him. A little bit of breaking news. Not that we didn't know that this was happening, but the fact that it's official is the breaking news element of it. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. It is official. Kyler Gordon has signed an extension, a 3-year extension through 2028. There are quotes from the Bears, including this one. We are excited to have Kyler remain a member of the Chicago Bears for years to come. That's from Ryan Poles. He went on to say, Kyler will be a big part of our defense, and we look forward to his continued ascension on our team, close quote. Head coach Ben Johnson said this, we are fired up to secure Kyler as a mainstay on our defense and a dependable component of our team. Our staff cannot wait to get to work with Kyler, close quote. Ryan McGuffey is in for Speaks today. What do you think of this, Guff? What do you think of them making the extension here for Kyler Gordon? And that's a great quote from Ben Johnson. Our staff cannot wait to get to work with him.
Well, he would know. I mean, he had to build offensive and schemes around this guy for the last few years in Detroit. You know how there's some deals that you look at when a guy gets an extension or signs a free agent deal and you go, ooh, like I'm glad, but
this there's a is, lot. That seemed like a lot.
This doesn't feel that way.
It
this
does not.
This feels perfect. 3 years, $40 million. He resets the market for slot corners, but I feel like they kind of jumped that too, meaning they might have reset it at a lower number. That's going to get he will hold that title for a short term. We know that because there's the next man up. I think in Tennessee will be the next to probably reset the market. But I love the timing of the deal. It's early April, mid-April. It's before the draft. It doesn't screw you in the salary cap. And it's a player that has done nothing but elevate his game year after year. Kind of bumpy rookie year in the last couple of years. When he was off the field last year, you felt it. And when he came back, you felt it. And I love everything about it. There was a lot of smoke about this happening in the offseason. They didn't need to do it, of course, but it certainly gives you that pretty good feeling in the back of your mind knowing that Kyler Gordon's a Bear for the future.
Yeah, and look, this guy, we have Jalen Johnson on. I think Jalen Johnson is great. I think Kyler Gordon
as it stands right now, is the most important player on their defense. And to speak to your point, the fact that they got him on a deal where even if it's just evenly split cap hits of $13 million, and I don't know yet, but even if it's just $13 million against the cap, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing for a player that produces at the level that he does.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's when you see that number, the first that you hear, oh, Bears extend Kyler Gordon. Like, okay, let's see. Oh.
Would you look at that?
Like, everyone wins. The player wins, the team wins, and the NFL PA wins because we have now
a reset market.
A new reset market. And I'll be damned that you can actually do this. And this is what worries me, not to bring the Bulls into it, but back to our earlier discussion about Giddey. You don't have to be the team that dictates the market on the player. You can let him go out there and see what he's worth before you go, let's give you $35 million a year if you're a $23 million player.
It's beautiful, too, because you reward a guy who's played as hard as he can, that does all of the dirty stuff, along with the spectacular. And that's kind of a rare thing. Of usually there are guys on defenses that do the dirty stuff, right?
Yep.
Like, they're doing the dirty work so that other guys can make plays. Kyler is doing the dirty work and making the plays.
Perfect combo.
Seeing him shed blocks, seeing him split blocks when he's on blitzes, seeing him want to attack the run game of the opponent, all of that stuff means, hey, I think that you're a special player. So this to me works out on a bunch of fronts, including goodwill inside of your locker room, to see a guy that's busted his ass, like, get the spoils of that. Like, that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, and again, before the draft, does that now check off something on your wish list or move the priority down? Not that the Bears are always looking for help in the secondary.
As they should.
In the safety market, like, I think you can make an argument. Like, they should probably draft a safety. But knowing that you have him locked up prior to round one of the NFL draft, you can almost take the highlighter and put it right over that position of need and call it a position of strength. And now you prioritize yourself in the mid rounds at other positions of need and or strength.
So now we can actually kind of get into the conversation of number 10, because I know that's something that you want to talk about, Ryan McGuffey, who is in for Matt Spiegel today. Jason Leisure is going to join us in about 15 minutes, by the way. So how are you viewing this with the Bears picking at number 10?
I've been sitting back like on a beach chair with an umbrella drink, because that's how I feel the Bears should be. I really do. I think that they are in a really, really great position for multiple reasons. And most notably, they don't need a quarterback. They don't need a receiver. We can make arguments about running back and tight end, et cetera. They need quite a few different positions, but none of them are like, oh my God, they definitely need a tight end, or oh my God, they definitely need a left guard or right tackle. Because of what they did in the offseason, they're in a position where they can let everyone else fight it out. Let the chips and the desperation fall ahead of you. You know what no one has right now at Hallis Hall? A hot seat. No one. So let all the other GMs and all the other noise and all the other stuff going, uncertainty going around, fight in front of you and see how the chips fall. Someone's going to fall that's not supposed to fall. Someone's going to go higher than they're supposed to go.
Someone's going to get desperate for a quarterback.
Someone's going to get desperate.
Actually, a lot of people are going to get desperate for a quarterback. At least three franchises are going to get desperate for a quarterback, because they are the resources for quarterbacks in this year's draft in particular, not great. So that's why you have seen Jackson Dart all of a sudden, like, wait, what? He's a first-round pick? That's why you go, wait, Jalen Milroe has been invited to the draft?
I was like, wow. Yeah.
But when you think about it, you go, if I'm a team at the bottom of the first round and I have room to draft a freak athlete at the position, that needs some time, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to have a team that doesn't have time.
You're
That's
right
the
about
beauty
that.
Of the NFL draft, is that time is not on everyone's side. And that's where I think the Bears have a unique advantage on a lot of teams in the league. Sitting right there at 10, where it's high enough to warrant trading up and low enough to let things dictate positioning and need in front of you. And as we've seen with this, it's a very deep draft. There's not a the quarterback market is this is as bad of a quarterback market as we've seen in a long time. But don't tell a desperate GM that.
Right.
Don't tell a desperate GM that.
They every year talk themselves into quarterbacks that don't particularly make sense. And I think that it's happening kind of in both ways too. I feel like Shadur at number 2 seems crazy to me.
Yep.
But I also think Shadur at 27 seems crazy to me. You know, like both of those things seem off by a hair. And just like magically, the Jaxson Dart thing is hysterical.
That's awesome.
Because no one was even thinking about Jaxson Dart. He's like, oh, would you look at that? Mid-round in the first round, maybe higher than that because exactly of what you're talking about. And the Bears are in a position where they don't need one of those.
Nope.
And if you don't need a quarterback, that gives you a great bargaining position inside of the draft. And if you what you want, like as a Bears fan, is on draft day for the quarterbacks to go.
You want three. Want you it. Want three in the top 9.
100%.
Three in the top 9, and that phone, Ryan Poles' phone, he can't. There's so many incoming calls that he can't keep up with them. That he has the incoming. He's got other people working the phones because there's so many calls coming in. Going, screw it. We need Dart. We need Dart at 10, or we need Shadur. Jaxson Dart goes 9, and Sanders is still on the board. And people are going, we can't wait this long. Ryan Poles, what's it going to take? Well, it's going to take next year's first, your current pick in the first, and a second. Yeah, and then you'll move down 4 slots and still get a damn good stud. Not a good player. You're going to get a stud, and you're going to get the stud that fits your scheme or your personnel or your locker room, maybe more so than the teams of desperation.
A lot of draft people are saying that if we're talking about picks 6 through 30, the guys are pretty much, outside of the quarterbacks, are pretty much the same.
Yep.
And the Bears have a bunch of different positions that they can use and say, all right, let's bolster up offensive line. Let's make sure that we have depth at guard, even though we went out and spent money this year at guard. Why don't we follow some of the models that we've seen, like the Eagles that said, well, if we find a great guard, we're not going to not draft him just because we have one. It gives us depth and flexibility on the offensive line to do so. If you're thinking defensive end, if the quarterbacks go first, that knocks everyone down a couple of spots. And maybe you end up with the player that you always wanted, even if you're trading out of the coveted number 10.
I mean, beautifully said. That's why I think if I were ranking what I would want, and there'd be 3 players, I think, in that number 10 slot that I think it's very clear they're taking Jeunty if he's available. I don't expect him to be available. 2 or 3 players, maybe, that if they fall to that spot, it's a you run to the podium. I think taking the call and moving down, for me, feels more likely because of what you just said about 6 through 30 and knowing that they have 39 and 41 and what you can get. You're going to get 3 really good football players in the first 41 picks. You should, unless you screw it up.
But you the Bears, get 3 starters.
3 starters.
Even if it's not starters for 2025.
3 starters. And certainly three big contributors for 2025.
I'm good with that. But I think that you've answered some of your questions guard to guard. The tackle thing's kind of interesting.
Definitely interesting. That's why you're rooting for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Because there are several. It's a deep tackle market. There's a deep tackle stud market. And if 4 quarterbacks were to get picked in the top 9, there is an unbelievable player there at 9 for the Bears. That I root like hell for desperation and panic. That's what you want. If you're a Bears fan, scream to the mountaintops that teams like, I mean, we know the Giants are up against it, but they're already higher than the Bears. Scream for the teams behind the Bears, okay? What's going on in Pittsburgh? Is Aaron Rodgers going to play again?
That's a great question.
And they're doing the same thing. At some point, do they pull a Josh Heupel and go, you know what? We don't need you here. We don't need Aaron to come out of a darkness retreat. And then they get desperate and go, seeing the Steelers desperate is it's almost like an oxymoron. But there are teams behind the Bears because of what happens in front of them. They're not desperate today, Lawrence, but they will be in 2 weeks.
Steelers 5-hour meeting with Shador Sanders. 5-hour meeting that went very well, accordingly.
Great. Move on up and come get him.
Yep, he's yours.
You know, do what you need to do. But they could go even before that, because you start looking like the Raiders, they have a quarterback, but they have an older quarterback.
Yep.
Get the quarterback and get him ready to see where you're at. And then you start looking at some of the other teams. It won't be San Francisco. It might be the Cowboys, though. It might be them.
That's a desperate team, always. Jerry?
The Colts?
I was just going to say the Colts. They always find a way to... Chris Ballard always finds a way to make noise in the draft, not for the right reasons.
Yep.
You got the Steelers down there. I mean, the teams at the bottom are at the bottom for a reason. They have stability at quarterback. So...
I mean, even the Chargers, depending on who the Rams, considering who their quarterback is and how he's getting towards the end, if Sean McVay says, I can do something with Shador.
Yeah, but the difference.
I can do something with Jackson Dart.
Yep, but the difference is at 26, if he takes Jackson Dart, you go, damn, he's smart.
Yep.
But we're sitting here going, oh, Jackson Dart, turn on the film. If he's in the top 10, yes. If he goes 26 to the Rams, I'm like, damn, Jackson Dart's probably going to be good.
They did it again.
How do we not see four guaranteed teams right now in front of the Bears that are taking a quarterback?
Saints.
Titans, Giants, Raiders, Saints.
I think it's very possible that happens, Shane.
It could be five, depending on how Cleveland feels about Deshaun Watson.
They should not feel any way about Deshaun Watson.
Could be five.
How about the Jets?
Could be six. I don't know if there are six quarterbacks in this draft, but it could be six.
I don't know if any of these guys outside of Cam Ward I would take over 25-year-old Justin Fields. I think if I'm the Jets, I'm like...
But you're talking about the future, though. That's a two-year deal.
Yes, but if I'm them, I'm like, I can wait. Yeah, I can wait on the next Manning.
We're the Jets. We'll be here again.
I can wait because there's another Manning that might become available in next year's draft. If not next year, then the year after. So you're covered. So they might be able to do all of that.
But what if your owner, who's a little... Yeah. He's a little nuts.
Yep.
What if your owner on draft day decides to flip the table over and say, I don't care, we need this guy in our room?
Well, then you're already... If you're Aaron, you're already off to a bad start with things. Already off to a bad start. Why don't we run all of this stuff by our guy, Jason Leisure? Let's talk with him about all of these things and the Kyler Gordon signing, because Kyler getting signed is significant. It's a big deal. So let's do that. Jason Leisure is going to join us to talk Bears next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.